Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Wednesday the 28th of January 2015. I'm Simon, this is my Audio Boo Audio blog. Been listening to Paul Hopkins. He did an Audio Boo yesterday evening on his VI podcasting account on Audio Boo, inviting people to participate in a sort of a focus group for that he's proposing that we run within the community for Audio Boom, Audio Boom, the company. So it's quite an innovative thing to do. So I think I've participated in at least three community focus groups that Audio Boom or Audio Boom themselves have initiated. Over the years, there were two that were done sort of electronically via discussion forum things, and then there was a get together that I attended as well, where I got to meet RJ Nett, in fact, and Mark Rock and Rob Proctor. So yeah, rather than them leading a focus group from Audio Boo themselves. Paul Hopkins is proposing that we take control of it in the community, in the CobBoom partnership, hashtag CobBoom partnership, and we do that analysis. Interesting. And he's proposing we do strengths, a SWOT analysis for this partnership. I suppose the perspective that I'm putting forward is actually no more of a, well, we're a community and what do we want from a platform, and not actually have a specific decision about the platform and use it as an opportunity for us as users to potentially select a new platform. But I think there's some crossover between both approaches, SWOT analysis is something I'm more familiar with being done on behalf of a company or a community, not a partnership between two organisations or groups. So that's interesting. So I'd put myself in Audio Boo's shoes, and they could say, well, what are our strengths and weaknesses, opportunities and threats? One of the threats that they might identify is our user base might move off to another platform. Perhaps one of the weaknesses is we rely upon a user base to provide the stats that we need to put in front of our customers, the businesses. We're talking about we're talking about a partnership. So, I mean, from the other side, as a community member, I would look at the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats for us as a group. So, for us, the threat may be further erosion in the functionality of the Audio Boo app. That's the threat, and that's what we're worried about. Now, of course, when Audio Boo was started, it had Mark Rock as the founder and the guy that was actually running the organisation, the company. And he was a strong user of Audio Boo, and he was a participant in the community. So he was our advocate by default, and he ran the company the way that he was presumably every decision that he made for the company was. user usage case in mind, because he was an avid user of the platform. And you know, I think that's where you might draw a comparison with Apple, where Paul Armani and Claire Randall have both suggested Apple as being an organisation with which we could draw parallels. But in Apple's most successful periods, it has been led by a user of the product. In the case of Steve Jobs, he had a strong vision for the product and he was a strong user of the product. But we don't have that anymore, because Audio Boom has moved into a different phase in its life cycle, and it's not appropriate for an avid user, I guess, to be the leader of the organisation. In order for it to make the money it needs to make and survive as a company, it needs a different type of leadership, is obviously what they've decided, and that's the way that they're operating the company. That's not a criticism, it's just an observation. So, looking at strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, I think a useful list of the strengths of Audio Boom community, and Audio Boom as a platform for the Audio Boom community, is useful, and it's useful to us as a community. So I would say, and as Paul has very kindly offered to collate that list, he's asked us to post them as boos and emails and comments or wherever. So I think the strengths of the platform, number one has got to be the ability to record on a device and publish it to the platform with a minimum number of clicks. That has been the strength of Audio Boom as a platform for me, as a community platform, because it really enables the conversation to move quickly. So being available on the popular smartphones as an app is a benefit, but I say as an app, it doesn't need to be an app. So the ability to, so one of the other strengths that we've got is the ability to post via email, and the ability to post via a web browser. Are of great benefit. Their strengths. The ability to record 10 minutes of audio or more is a big benefit, and the quality of the recording being stereo and 128 kilobits per second as a minimum quality of recording is good, is a strength. The ability to syndicate the content to other platforms, so for instance publishing to Twitter, has been very, very much a strength for the audio community, because it's again enabled the conversation to move quickly by tagging people in your posts, and then they get notified by Twitter. Syndication via RSS podcast feed is utterly invaluable to me. The fact I can subscribe to all the people that I follow on the platform via an RSS podcast feed, and then consume the audio that they produce in a podcatcher, mix and match with any other podcast I want to listen to, is a big strength. The ability to comment and the ability to be informed via email of comments that have been posted to your to the things that you've posted, the audios that you've posted, is another strength. And without all of these strengths, I don't think it works as a community. Obviously the ability to follow people and choose who you want to follow is a great strength, and to see who's following you is a strength as well. And the other strength that I'm aware of, although I'm not a direct user of, is the channel functionality. So being able to have any number of people posting to a combined channel. That is obviously a great strength as well for people that use that functionality. The openness of the platform, so you don't need to log on to be able to listen to it, I think is a strength. It enables people to be drawn into the community. And the ability to send private messages to people. Is also a strength, a big strength, because again it keeps people in the platform and using the platform even if they're not doing things publicly. So there's a brain dump of strengths. In terms of weaknesses, I think the fact that we as users are not in any significant way expecting to pay for that service, that makes us weak. And I think users like me, who don't pay for the use of the service, obviously I pay for the device I use and I pay for the network bandwidth, but I'm not paying Audioboo anything. I think that makes me feel in a weak position, because I know that I'm not the customer. I know that Audioboo could switch off at any moment and I could lose all the audios I've recorded and be lost and bereft for a new platform to with which to communicate with all the people that I've learned to know and like and you know, friends that I've gained through Audioboo. So that's a weakness, the payment, the lack of payment. Now I'm aware that obviously there are a number of people who have plus accounts and can post longer amounts of audio, longer lengths of audio. Oh yes, I think that's another strength actually. The fact that people can post as many audios as they wish. There isn't a cap that you can only do so many posts a day or whatever. I think that's a strength. And the lack of inserted advertising, I guess, is a strength as well. Well, not inserted by the company anyway. Users can insert whatever advertising they want to. So yeah, the financial side of things is a weakness, I think. And with that weakness, it brings along other weaknesses, such as, you know, how are the company going to pay to keep the servers running, and what are they going to do? What are they going to do to their users and to their platform in order to make it pay? And that's the price that we now pay as users, because we have to accept content being randomly dropped in our timelines for us to listen to. There was something else. It's escaped me. There was something else that we've already seen that we've had to pay the price of that monetization of the platform, but it's escaped me. I'll have to listen to my boo up to this point again and see if it comes back to me. Yep, that was it. The fact that the company is now having to try and do different things to try and monetize has led to this mandating of category. So one of the things that I mentioned earlier on in the strengths was the ability to post. I think that was the first thing, the ability to post quickly, record an audio on your smartphone and post it to the platform near instantaneously with a minimum number of clicks. That has been diluted by the fact that you now have to choose a category before you can post something. Obviously, that's of benefit to Audio Boo as an organisation, because they want to provide those categories to help people to discover new content, particularly sponsored content. But it has been to the detriment of the community usage of the platform, because it adds an additional step. And a number of us that have sat there having just recorded a boo and then spend 2 minutes, 3 minutes trying to decide what category to put it in, because the stuff that one has talked about could you know, fit across multiple categories or not really fit in any category. So that financial element is the weakness, really, I think. Opportunities. I think, you know, Paul, you've opened up a great opportunity here for the Audioboo users to make their voice be heard and present a cohesive and reasoned and justified and substantiated set of concerns and directions and requests and feedback to Audio Boom. I think that's a great opportunity. So thank you for offering to facilitate that. Threats. The threat, obviously, for us is that the recording button goes away, and that the functions that we use as community users in Audio Boo get more and more difficult to find, and the app gets more buggy, and VoiceOver particularly gets damaged. But yeah, as I was re-listening to my list, the list of strengths, I think one of the huge strengths, I think, is the evenness. Everybody in Audio Boo has equal ability to post and comment and listen. There are no, there's no hierarchy of the super users who can post and never listen, and the little users can't be heard. We're all equal on this platform. Okay, some people have got more minutes than others, but we all have an equal say, and I think that's a part of what makes the platform strong for a use case for this community that has risen up within it. Well, I've run out of time, so thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.